Before long, a woman opened the door and stepped quietly into the room. I knew it was a woman from the delicate fragrance of her perfume. This was not a scent a man would wear. It was probably expensive perfume. I tried to recall the scent, but I could not do so with confidence. Robbed of my sight, I found my sense of smell had also been thrown off balance. The one thing I could be sure of was that the perfume I was smelling now was different from that of the well-dressed woman who had directed me to this place. I could hear the sound of the woman's clothes rustling as she crossed the room and gently lowered herself onto the sofa to my right. So lightly did she settle into the cushions of the sofa that it was clear she was a small woman. Sitting there, the woman stared straight at me. I could feel her eyes focused on my face. You really can feel someone looking at you, even if you can't see, I realized. The woman, never moving, went on staring at me for a long time. I sensed her slow, gentle breathing, but could not hear a sound. I remained in the same position, facing straight ahead. The mark on my cheek felt slightly feverish. The color was probably more vivid than usual. Eventually, the woman reached out and placed her fingertips on my mark, very carefully, as if inspecting some valuable, fragile thing. Then she began to caress it. I didn't know how to react to this, or how I was expected to react. I had only the most distant sense of reality. I felt a strange detachment, as if I were trying to leap from one moving vehicle to another that was moving at a different speed. I existed in the empty space between the two, a vacant house. I was now a vacant house, just as the Miyawaki house had once been. This woman had come into the vacant house, and for some unknown reason was running her hands all over the walls and pillars. Whatever her reason might be, vacant house that I was, and I was that and nothing more, I could do nothing, I needed to do nothing, about it. Once that thought crossed my mind, I was able to relax somewhat. The woman said nothing. Apart from the sound of rustling clothes, the room was enveloped in a deep silence. The woman traced her fingertips over my skin, as if trying to read some minute secret script that had been engraved there ages ago. Finally, she stopped caressing my mark. She stood up, came around behind me, and instead of her fingertips, used her tongue, just as Mei Kasahara had done in the garden last summer. She licked my mark. The way she did it, however, was far more mature than the way Mei Kasahara had done it. Her tongue moved and clung to my flesh with far greater skill. With varying pressure, changing angles and different movements, it tasted and sucked and stimulated my mark. I felt a hot, moist throbbing below the waist. I didn't want to have an erection. To do so would have been too meaningless. But I couldn't stop myself. I struggled to superimpose my own image upon that of a vacant house. I thought of myself as a pillar, a wall, a ceiling, a floor, a roof, a window, a door, a stone. It seemed the most reasonable thing to do. I close my eyes and separate from this flesh of mine, with its filthy tennis shoes, its weird goggles, its clumsy erection. Separating from the flesh is not so difficult. It can put me far more at ease, allow me to cast off the discomfort I feel. I am a weed-choked garden, a flightless stone bird, a dry well. I know that a woman is inside this vacant house that is myself. I cannot see her, but it doesn't bother me anymore. If she is looking for something inside here, I might as well give it to her. The passage of time becomes more and more unclear. Of all the kinds of time available to me here, I lose track of which kind I'm using. My consciousness goes gradually back into my flesh, and in turn the woman seems to be leaving. She leaves the room as quietly as she came in. The rustle of clothing, the shimmering smell of perfume, the sound of a door opening, then closing. Part of my consciousness is still there as an empty house. At the same time, I am still here, on this sofa, as me. I think, what should I do now?